This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, let's not forget everybody working out there in the Third Watch. Thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers getting the job done, and our bulk mail haulers out there, Felix and the gang, going from the bulk mail centers to the post offices all night long. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us from California, it happens to be the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Are you ready to say the pledge for the second time?
Absolutely.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance
to the flag
of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands,
one nation under God,
indivisible with liberty and justice for all. And of course, we emphasize, ladies and gentlemen, those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian principles. Well, Kyle, we talked a lot about Ukraine in the first hour and the different things going on. And, of course, we talked about Mr. Durham's investigation and how the vice keeps tightening around the neck of Mr. Sussman. And it looks like as if they're getting closer to the source. We'll see. But something else that is obvious, and it really bothers me to talk about it this way, the Biden administration is obviously intentionally trying to destroy our military by force-feeding it wokeism. Either you're woke or you're not in.
Well, right. They seem to be focusing on these things in terms of defending America, which is a huge part of being the president, one might think. And, of course, that's exactly what it's supposed to be. He's supposed to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution. And you do that in various ways. One of those ways is making sure the military is strong, ready to do its job. And, Captain, the wokeism in the military, well, they're trying to force feed it to everybody, not just in the military, but they're trying to force feed it to everybody. And what it is, it really is sort of a false morality that is being set up that undermines traditionally what, as people understand right and wrong, they understand how society interacts mm-hmm. with one another and so forth. But it's all about power. It's about making sure that whatever you say or do can instantly be decried as wrong or immoral or hateful or whatever it is, so that they can control every single act that you do, because you have to then live within their new parameters. That's what wokeism is all about, in my opinion.
Well, Congressman Matt Gaetz, of course, from Florida, District Number 1 up in the Panhandle, is all over this issue right now. And he went after the Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin, the other day in Washington, D.C., in front of a committee hearing. And he and the general,
former general, got right down and dirty into the trenches about it. So we'll see what happens. But I will tell you this. When the going gets tough, the tough get going. That's an old-time expression. It still stands today. The mamby-pamby wannabe little short pant guys and gals that are in the military, oh, we can't do that because we can't say this and we can't say that. Get out of my way. Just get the hell out of my way. Because when it comes time to do what you got to do, the last thing you want to be worried about is, did I say the right word?
Well, right, Captain, and there's nobody better than you to explain to people that to get ready for combat and to be in combat and to have to defend your country and defend your life and the life of your friends next to you, you know, this isn't it's not a social call. It's not a social club. It's not any of those things. They're trying to save lives. They're trying to make sure that when we send our military, that to sort of paraphrase General Patton, you make the other poor dumb you-know-what die for his.
Yeah, and 99.99999% of the time, the senior NCO, who's usually running the show, but he's the junior grade officer, he's the guy you listen to, and you'll be just fine.
Exactly.
Yep. And that's what the lieutenant does, too, and he'll be just fine. But anyway, there you go. Now, we talked a little bit, and I got a question here from Jamie. Jamie is in Denver, Colorado, wanting to know how come they just didn't vote to kick Russia out of the UN. Well, I think it would have taken a lot more than what they did, because what they did, he's asking me to explain what they did. They had a UN resolution to oust Russia from the Human Rights Council that they were sitting on, because they were with what they had been alleged to have done in the Ukraine. And I say alleged because you got to be careful with those things. You know, you're innocent until you're totally proven guilty. But we've seen enough stuff that they were the wrong people to be on the Human Rights Commission.
Well, that's absolutely right. In fact, the vote to oust them from that commission was 93 to 24. There were 58 abstentions for that. So go figure on that. But you're right. I mean, we're seeing overwhelming evidence. And to somehow believe that Russia has any high ground or moral authority to sit on the Human Rights Council, let alone the UN at this point, is not there.
Okay. Now I got an interesting question, because I was going to talk about this story. Well, we'll have to do that when we come back from the break. But we're going to talk about Nancy Pelosi and how many people she exposed being positive to COVID. And were they wrapping her arms around people and getting kissy, lovey-dovey, and all that stuff? Nancy in Atlanta has a question. We'll answer that when we come back. Thank you, Nancy. Going to break. Don't go anywhere. Be right back.
More with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch right after this.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/term and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology that offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Attention Medicare.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You betcha. And thank you very much, folks. And welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch, Friday morning edition. And we are going to tell you that this portion of the program brought to you by Relief Factor. Now, Relief Factor is a product that I've taken religiously for over 7 years, and I take it to start my day. I keep it in my system because it helps me with the problems that I have the most, and that is the swelling and the discomfort that I have in my left foot, my left ankle. That'll go up into my knee, up into my hip, up into my back, and I have troubles trying to walk when that happens. And if you know, if you got anything related to your wheels, that it's going to bother something else. But I take it because of what's in it. It's all natural. It's 100% drug-free, and it works. It's Relief Factor with turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 in it. Now, it will help to eliminate or even lower the pain that you're in. It will also reduce the inflammation, the swelling you've got going on. And sometimes I have to take it a second time, like at lunchtime after I – well, my lunchtime is your supper time, but at supper time for – most of you, after I've already taken it at lunchtime when I get up. So there you go. Now, that being said, it's 100% botanical and fish oil product, which is all good for you. And that's a great thing, too. It only costs $19.95 to get it started with a three-week quick start. Very simple. And you can do it by going to the website they gave me. Now, that website is relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain, and that's the 1995 three-week quick start of Relief Factor. You can also find the link for that, the clickable link, on my website, the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. But no matter how you do it, pardon me, get on over there and check it out, because it'll save you a lot of grief. And Kyle, all you got to lose is pain, right?
That's exactly right.
All right, back to the program. Now, the White House is confirming that they're going to be giving, are you ready for this?
Yep.
Illegals smartphones to track them instead of electronic bracelets around their ankle or whatever.
You know,
tell me that's going to work.
Well, I got to tell you, I heard Jen Psaki being asked about this at the White House the other day, and I think one of the questions was, will legal immigrants also get smartphones? You know, but, and I guess, and I have to go there, Captain, I'm sorry, but can we still call them Obama phones? I'm not exactly sure.
No, they're going to be Biden phones, and we're going to make a tag for that. I'm going to put you in charge of that. We're going to make a tag. Now, let me see here. Where is it? Okay. Instead of this.
They got Obama phones.
We're going to have.
I got Obama. I got Biden phone.
Like that. Or wait a minute. Maybe we could do it. Maybe we could do it. Biden. What's her face? You know?
Yeah. Yeah, well,
we can call her what's her phrase, too. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, yeah, but they're giving these illegal immigrants, they're giving them smartphones so that they can, quote, track them more easily. You know, this
Kyle, hold it. Let's stop right there. You and I both know that if you want to turn off the GPS tracking on the phone, you can do it.
Well, sure. Well,
jeez.
Sure. Yeah, it seems to be so tone deaf as to what the American people think about illegal immigration. Mm-hmm. We're not talking about legal immigration. We're talking about illegal immigration. And so now suddenly, and of course, part of this too, you know, the whole idea is that they would give people court dates. They'd show up. And a lot of, and of course, it's very rare that I think people would show up to have a court date to find out if they can stay in the country or not. And so it's just another thing that they say. Maybe they're trying to look high-tech or they're really changing with the times,
yeah.
But it's just more of the same stuff.
All right. Well, hold that thought, and I'm going to go to the telephone line here real quick. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning, Captain. It's Judy from Sarasota.
Judy.
How you doing?
Good. What's up?
I just want to make a quick comment. I'm thinking about the phones you're talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe the government's issuing those phones so they can call the illegals and make sure that they vote Democrat in the upcoming election.
Well, I'm sure that's been thought of too, Judy. But you know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about. If it's to track them, which they said, that was their story, not mine. Well, we're going to give them smartphones so we can find out where they're at. You can turn the GPS off.
Yeah, that's true.
All right.
That's very true. Or they can throw them in the lake.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll laugh about that for hours, but thank you very much, Judy.
All right. You take care. And bye, Kyle.
All right. Thank you, Judy.
All right.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Right now.
Yep. All right. And she's right. She's right.
Yes, she is. Throw them in the lake. Well, sure.
Where are they at? Oh, they're reported on the Howard Franklin Bridge at 30 feet below water.
This is really something. I mean, you know, Captain, it's the Keystone Cops when it comes to the Biden administration with this stuff.
You know, you're right.
Yeah,
you're right. Okay, well, let's go back here. You know who Leo Terrell is on Fox?
Yeah, Leo 2.0. He's
yeah.
known as,
and he is. He's an attorney. He's a good guy. Used to be a Democrat. He and Larry Elder used to go back and forth on the TV all the time. Larry Elder has moved on to bigger and brighter things. By the way, Larry Elder is now pretty much on Epic TV.
Right.
And he's writing for Epic as well. That's where you'll be able to find him. Plus, they've also got a podcast that he's going to be on over there on Epic TV. So that's where you'll find him. But anyway, Leo Terrell ripped the Democratic-run state's bill that would let non-citizens become police officers. Why would you even think about doing that?
Well, right. Yeah, that's actually a pretty good question.
How could a non... Let me ask you a question. I'm not an attorney, and you know more about than I do. How can you have a non-citizen of the United States issue an arrest for someone when you're not the citizen and you're arresting a citizen? I don't think that would stand very long.
Yeah, that's a very, very good question in terms of empowering or deputizing or that kind of thing. So I think Leo, he's right about this in that sense. So obviously, this is something you'd have to have a lot more debate and a lot more research about. But generally speaking, if you wanted to be in law enforcement and you were dedicated to that, and there's so many people who obviously might be dedicated to that, well, be just as dedicated and maybe become a citizen. You know, have some sort of, happening so that you can solve that problem.
Years ago, and I do mean years ago, I was an auxiliary policeman for a small town police department when I was rising the ranks as a firefighter. Because remember, I started as 24 on, 24 off, $5,750 a year. That was my salary. That wasn't much, but it was what I got paid to be a firefighter. And I did some things part-time, and I got certified as a peace officer. That's what they called it in New York State at the time, certified as a peace officer. And I worked with the local police department when we have, like, a parade, and they need other officers for it, or, you know, like the 4th of July or... let's see, what was the other thing we did? 4th of July, Memorial Day. That's when we worked and we got paid extra money. And once in a while, they would let us ride double in the car, in a patrol car, like on a Saturday night or something like that. But I didn't make a lot of money doing it, but it sure was a lot of fun.
Well, I can imagine. That's right. Yeah, there to augment, especially. And yeah, but it would seem to me that this basic question, I think, would be very important to Americans all over the country.
Now, you ready for this dynamite statement?
Yep.
More than half of the American voters now say that President Joe Biden has been bad for the country's future. And fewer than one-third want him to be reelected or even run for office in 2024. That's the latest polling from Rasmussen Reports.
That's devastating for the Biden administration.
And these are Democrats and Republicans voting in this.
Exactly. That's right. It's not just one particular party. But it's devastating for the Biden administration now. It's devastating for any legacy of the Biden administration.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, Captain, it's reflective of what's happening in our country, to our country, even on the global stage. And this transcends Republican, Democrat. It transcends all of that. Because if we're weak, and our enemies, and we can see now we have some pretty formidable enemies, especially with Russia right now, in terms of what Putin is doing, or challenges, whatever you want to call it, having the weakness is only going to make our country worse off.
Well, I don't disagree with you. And I think that, to be honest with you, it's probably a reasonable approach. Now, I hear the music coming up in my ears, so hold that thought. Folks, it's the bottom of the hour here on a Friday morning. We're going to go to break. We're going to come right back. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, and I got Jeff on the line here, so let's get Jeff in here, and he's going to tell you what you need to know, and then we'll be back after this break.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Barada, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Get the information you need to secure your future.
You're USA Radio News. Wendy King.
History has been made as the Senate votes 53-57 to confirm Andrew Brown Jackson to the Supreme Court. Democratic Senator Patrick Leahy.
Somebody who makes the court look more like America.
They recycle failed ideas and policies, apparently thinking if they repeat them often enough, people will not believe them. Top oil company executives faced members of the House committee yesterday. Democrats accused them of price gouging and blamed them for the record high prices at the pump. This time, the executives fought back. They noted it was Democrat policies against exploration that caused the price hikes. Remember just 2 years ago, the United States was energy independent. We were exporting gas and oil to other countries. Then the Biden administration decided to launch a war against petroleum and beg for oil from Iran, Russia, and Venezuela. Now they're saying we ought to buy electric cars, but their average cost is $40,000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD, powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality.
DC listeners,
have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you've heard about the many benefits of CBD. Here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Way more satisfied after making a
switch. G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contacts box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
That's right. We cut through the red tape.
It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
That's right. We cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
All righty, welcome back to the Captain's America Friday Morning Edition. Echo in my ear. All righty. Well, this portion of the program brought to you by MyPillow. MyPillow.com. Of course, it's Mike Lindell, a very patriotic American. And I'm proud to tell you that I support him here on the program. And I believe that as one of his endorsers, that he was given a bum rap.
And they're still trying to do what they can to put him out of business, but not on my watch.
I want you to go over to MyPillow.com, and I want you to check on all the different products they have on the Radio Listener Specials page. Now, it's called that for a reason, Radio Listener Specials page. It's called that because insanely low prices are over there for the radio listeners. You go over there, you'll see about 150 items. Just shop till you drop. And you need a promo code. The promo code you'll use will always be the word CAPTAIN. And you can call them on the phone if you want to talk to somebody and ask them any questions or place your order that way at 800-641-5459. Now, that's MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Specials page on that home website. The promo code is CAPTAIN, and the phone number is 800-641-5459. Happy shopping to you.
and enjoy your slippers. I had one complaint from a person yesterday with the slippers. They said, when it's hot outside, you don't want to be wearing them. All right. Good morning again.
Yeah, good morning, Captain.
Yeah, I said to him, I said, why didn't you buy the sandals?
When he said that,
he says, well, I've got the slippers. They're really hot when it's hot outside. I said, of course you are. All right, let's go to the phone line. Let me see. I think I know who this is. Is this Elliot and Wesley Chapel?
Yeah, it is. Good morning, Captain. Good morning, West Coast Kyle. Look, I want to run this by the American people. You know, America, the banner of loyalty does not exist amongst the Republicans. The Republicans, I am convinced that we as the conservatives do not wake up and unite, but the party could implode within. Look, folks, Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, oh, what a damn fool he is, failed to confront Mitt Romney of Utah, Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, and Susan Collins of Maine. He should have met with all three of them before they voted to confirm a black judge named Tanji Brown Jackson, who cannot define what a woman is, and has given extremely light sentences to racists and sex abusers. This stupid judge has a child but no morals because she is a woke D.C. person. The state of Kentucky, no more Mitch McConnell. America is fed up with his sorry ass. Please, do something about it. Rally a strong conservative to defeat him. Conservatives around America support you. Mitch, Susan, and Lisa are not Republicans. They are Democrats hell-bent on destroying the Republican Party from within. No more Mr. Nice Guy. Vote them out. Thank you, Captain, for the opportunity. Have a great day.
God bless America.
And thank you, Elliot.
By the way, I can't disagree with anything he said. How about you, Kyle?
Well, the new Justice Jackson, you know, I think she can quite easily define what a woman is, but she just would not do it, and what would happen would show that she wasn't as woke as they thought. Well, exactly, and that's driven by fear. It's not driven by enlightenment or any of those kinds of things that we're sort of led to believe. It's totally driven by fear. She was afraid, I think, to try to say something that would seem to be quite simple. And I got to say good morning to Fred down there in Sarasota. Fred, I'm aware of what's going on.
I cannot do anything about that. That is something that has to be handled by the technician, and I'm not that guy. So we're working on it. Now, I want to say hello to another Fred who chimed in, and good morning, and thanks for the comments there, Fred. I appreciate you and appreciate everything that you stand for. And keep it real there. 89 years old. Remember we talked about him the other day?
I do. Remember Fred? Yeah.
So there you go. Now, we're going to keep trugging away here because we've got the Truckers Highway Report coming up. Do you know how many people are running for the vacant congressional seat in Alaska?
How many?
48. Now, remember last week it was 17?
Right.
Now there are officially 48 people that have... filed papers to run in that seat that Sarah Palin is running for. By the way, Donald Trump just endorsed her a couple days ago.
That's right. Well, of course, Sarah Palin will enjoy, obviously, the name recognition factor perhaps more than anybody in this field. Mm-hmm. So we'll see how that narrows down.
And there are Republicans and there are Democrats running all together in the at-large congressional district.
That's right. And, you know, as we go into the midterms, we'll see, I think, we're seeing a lot of shifts. We're seeing shifts even in Hispanic voters, for example, according to recent polling. We're seeing shifts with men and women in terms of how the Republicans seem to be gaining, in many cases, not all cases, but in many cases. And so we'll see how this works out.
Now, a couple of things here. First of all, Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan yesterday said something that I'm sure has got the Democrats shaking in their boots right now because he knows that what Jim Jordan said is the real deal. He said, and I quote, when the GOP wins the House back, they will investigate Hunter Biden.
And that's all hands on deck for the Democrats.
You betcha.
Yeah. They simply cannot afford to lose. And that's where I think it makes it more dangerous. In terms of the kinds of weirdness we can expect or, trying to bring up things to attraction and all that kind of
stuff. You know what they're already trying to line up and you can see it coming?
With that.
There's a new strain of COVID, and we can't go anywhere. You'll have to stay home.
If they try that, they're going to have a revolt on their hands. Mark my words.
Well, if I'm mistaken, I think it was Shanghai, that was locked down in China. A large Chinese city. It has been locked down now. And so that's exactly the kind of thing that I think some of the powers that you would like to introduce right before the election.
I think you're right.
The American people, they're just not going to take it. Nancy Pelosi has tested positive, and we hope, of course, that she's okay.
But it shows that we're still going to have some cases.
Just because there are some cases doesn't mean you have to lock down. I don't think I really answered Jan's question, and I'll go back to it because she wanted to know if all the people she'd come in contact with could come down with COVID.
Of course they could. She was kissy-huggy with Biden, kissy-huggy with Obama, kissy-huggy with Schumer. And a couple other people that were there. And all of that contact, and I'm opening the contact right now with Biden, all of that contact is called spreading it. If she was positive at that time, and I think she was, she might not have known it, but I expect there's going to be other people coming down with us.
Well, my question is, why wouldn't they be, or are they still testing, especially if you're going to get close to the President of the United States? Don't you have to have some kind of event?
They were supposed to.
Yeah, but would you be tested right then and there before you even can get close to the president? Well, no matter what you think of him, he's still the president, and has these protocols in place to make sure everybody can do the job.
Well, I don't even want to tell you what I'm thinking right now. I'll tell you off air, but I had a thought that just came to mind about all this. Especially when it comes to Biden. Listen, the Kremlin spokesman told Sky News yesterday that we have, quote, a significant loss of troops' lives in Ukraine, and it's a huge tragedy for us. Now, this Kremlin spokesman made the remark after being asked about the losses Russia's military suffered since launching its invasion of Ukraine back on February 24th. And I keep seeing all these tanks that have been destroyed, all these armored personnel carriers that have been destroyed. Every time you see a tank, there were four people in that tank.
Right. And every time you see an armored personnel carrier, there could have been maybe a dozen people in there.
And I mean, these things were destroyed in different places. Lots of them, which tells me the body count, I'm just guessing here, but I keep hearing, they said, well, first they said 5,000, 6,000, 7,000. Now I'm hearing no problems at all about going with 12,000, 13,000, 15,000 dead Russian soldiers.
Yeah, it's big time. Way to go, Vladdy, the Russian generals that put them in that mess, right?
Yeah. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with the Truckers Highway Live Report number two. Don't go anywhere. This is Captain America Third Watch. Beautiful day in the neighborhood. I'll be right back.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnight. Captain America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Their specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Food storage in your home beats
government food line. Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please, call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
And guess what? You even
now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These supplements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
93.7.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain America Third Watch.
There she was, just walking down the street. Oh, I know we were falling in.
didn't, so I told her all the things I'd been dreaming of. Now we're together nearly every single day singing. Oh, we're so happy, and that's how we're gonna stay singing. Well, I'm hurt.
She's mine.
I'm hers.
She's mine.
Windows are gonna shine. Whoa, oh, yeah.
Do-wah-diddy-diddy-dum-diddy-doo. And that's a song, Manfred Mann, from years ago. And I'll tell you what, that's still got it there, Kyle.
It sure does. Yeah, it's really cool. And I remember Bill Murray and the late Harold Ramis in the movie Stripes using that as a cadence call as they were marching along.
Yeah, and I can't remember the name of the girl that was parading around in the video because she was the star of the video, obviously. But I remember she went on to play in some Bond movies, but I can't remember what her name was, but that's okay. Maybe it'll come to me later. All right, well, take it away out west, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Captain. Last hour, we, of course, were monitoring some rainfall up in the Seattle region. Looks like it's raining there now in Seattle, and they've got definitely rain in the forecast for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And so you want to be aware of that. You're going to be in rain if you come out to I-90 out of Seattle going east after past Bellevue and so forth. So you're definitely going to have rain there. That's really where the active rain is falling on our western map tonight. But we do have a couple of special weather statements to tell you about. Northwestern Nevada and on over to Reno and over into Northern California along I-80, you're going to have you're going to have some record high temperatures through Friday. Then we've got a cold storm coming through next week that's going to return us to more wintry conditions. Likewise, this is going to be east of Twin Falls on I-84. You've got high winds, and then also again a cold storm coming in as we go into the new week. But wind advisory going up I-84, that is to say, from Twin Falls up through Boise and up through Baker City. Then we've got wind in Northern California and heat in Southern California, Captain, so be careful out there.
Okay, well, we'll start with North Dakota because the Red River Valley, the river that runs right up there parallel to I-29, north-south Canadian border down to South Dakota, you've got a lot of flooding in there, localized flooding, and I wouldn't be surprised if maybe it's not approaching or near I-29 by the looks of what we got here, so be careful if you're going that away. Also, I'm going to stay up north for a bit. Want to go over into the upper part of Wisconsin and the northern peninsula of Michigan. We have got a winter storm warning and a winter storm watch and general snow falling up in that area of Michigan tonight. And it's dropped down just a little bit into the upper part of Wisconsin as well. So in the northwest corner, so you're going to have a little white stuff to contend with up there. By the way, we do have a lot of fog that's just broke out here all of a sudden, starting out in Missouri around Fort Leonard Wood, going up towards St. Louis, up through the central part of Illinois, and then it kind of breaks off around Effingham, if you will. But there's fog in that area right now. We do have some frost advisories right now for the northern part of Alabama, from Birmingham north of I-20 all the way across from Mississippi to Georgia. And a lot of that resulted because of the rain and whatnot they had. So there may be some accumulation of ice up in that area, too. When you got frost, you might have some ice, so be careful. The Gulf today is going to be an interesting adventure, because we have got areas where we've got some watches for some severe thunderstorms all the way from the panhandle of Florida all the way back to Houston. And it looks like as if that's an area that could rile itself up today and become predominant. We also have a number of watches all across southern Florida, I-4 corridor south down to Miami-Dade and Marathon, for what could be some thunderstorms in the area down there or even something else. Don't know yet. We've had these storms bouncing all over the East Coast. We had a lot of bad weather yesterday on the East Coast, and we had a number of tornadoes. Matter of fact, I think we had someone killed and a couple of people injured in Georgia there yesterday. Yesterday, right, Kyle?
Yes, yeah, terrible, yes.
Yeah, I forgot the name of the town, but it was a small town. But anyway, looking at things going further up the line, we do have some rough conditions right off the coast of South Carolina and North Carolina, and then it drifts out to sea, and then up there from Jersey, from Cape May, all the way up to, let's see, all the way up to Cape Cod, and up to the Nova Scotia line. You've got some rough conditions along the water. You've got some cold, looks like freezing rain or freezing temperatures up there, Presque Isle Caribou, if you're going up there to get some French fries. And the Hudson River Valley tonight, you've got a freeze and frost warning there. Could be some ice on the roads. Be careful. And Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
We'll look forward to talking to you tomorrow.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, folks, and the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, always brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stops. Pull in there, wherever you see them, get yourself the fuel card, make sure you save some money with the fuel, and save those points because you'll be able to get some really good gifts from the gift catalog as well. All right, joining us right now, we have Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and good morning to you.
Good morning.
We have a new Supreme Court Justice.
Yes, we do.
And it doesn't really change anything, but she will be sworn in when?
At the end of the term, the Supreme Court term, which I think is, June, July?
Okay.
Whenever, and also, too, whenever... the effective date is of Stevens when he's leaving.
Okay. Because I'm not sure. You mean Breyer?
Yeah, sorry. Justice Breyer.
Yeah, you said that and I had to go, whoa, yeah. Wait a minute here. Yeah, yeah, you're right. So that's when that'll all happen and we'll go from there. Don't know what else to tell you, but, you know, for the people that are going, how did this happen? We can't have this woman. She says she's that. Well, too bad. It's too late now. And I will say what I said before, and that is elections have consequences.
Well, in this case, wokeism won.
Yep, it did. So wokeism won and everybody else zero.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, you know, we're going to have a lot of stuff to talk about when we come back on a break, but... I think I can get this in right now, and that's the fact that the UN took action to get Russia off the Human Rights Commission yesterday that they have, and that was the right thing to do, I think.
Yes, we'll just leave it at that.
Yeah, I mean, what the heck? And by the way, I do want to talk to you when we come back about the radio transmissions that Der Spiegel picked up about what went on in Buka. Hold that thought. Folks, when we come back, more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Yep, that's right, FoundersCode.com. We'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.